in local and national news. The Biden administration will offer Americans age 50 years and older a second booster of Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, according to a New York Times article on March 25th. It has been estimated that thousands of lives can be saved and tens of thousands of hospitalizations can be prevented if an additional booster for high-risk groups can be encouraged prior to the next COVID wave of infections. Coordinating boosters with forecasting the next surge is a big dilemma. Recommending boosters without a surge of infections will waste vaccine and erode public trust in government and public health. The Food and Drug Administration recently authorized second booster shots for people 50 and older and for some immunocompromised individuals. The CDC has not weighed in yet, although it may do so in the near future. The CDC, Britain, and Israel studies have shown that the booster is less effective after 3 to 6 months. The CDC measured effectiveness against severe illness. Britain and Israel measured effectiveness against symptomatic infection and hospitalization. Early data from Israel indicate that the second booster raises antibody levels to the level after the first booster and may decrease deaths. 75% of deaths in the United States due to the COVID virus have been in the at-risk 65-year and over age group. In Buncombe County, 90% of this group has had their full series of vaccinations, and 75% of the vaccinated have had their boosters. Dr. Peter Hotez, an expert in vaccines from the Baylor College of Medicine, said, quote, "We are going to have to make this decision on the basis of incomplete information," unquote.